take everything you've learned this week and let's make it practical. Are you ready? Let's go in 3, 2, 1. Thanks to PROS for supporting Made for This. PROS is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair quiz and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/madeforthis.
Well, guys, this was a great week. You all got to hear from two of my great friends, Ann Voskamp and Jessica Honegger. Sorry we talked over each other the whole time, but yeah, that's kind of how it goes. You can imagine our cohort. It is out of control. We have Jamie Ivey, Tony Collier, me, Ann, Jessica Honegger, and another friend of ours, Melissa Russell, who works for IJM. Out of control, y'all. And something about that's fun because I think somewhere in my blood is an Italian. Like, I feel like I relate to how Italians do that. And if you come to our house for dinner, you will see that our whole family is rather Italian in that. My daughter, you know, is getting married, Kate, and she has brought her fiance into our lives. And, you know, we went on spring break together and he got a full dose of the Allen family. And the first big meal he had with my side of the family, my parents and sisters and everybody, he told his parents, he was like, I've never seen anyone talk like they all talk over dinner. And he comes from a pretty big family, but apparently nobody quite is as loud as we are interrupting each other and talking over each other. So that's how it goes with my people. We are very Italian. Well, how are you guys today? I'm very, very, very excited for this that we're going to talk about today. But here's the goal. If you're doing this alone, if you're sitting here listening to this podcast right now alone, that needs to change. You need to send it to some friends and you need to say, hey, we're going to do this together because we're going to have to work to change the culture of relationships in our lives. There's got to be something that shifts. And one reason we added this third episode every week was so that you could actually have some really simple takeaways, some things you could go do. A lot of these takeaways are in the book. They're graphs or charts or things you can fill out that exist in the book. Also, the book club guide on my website, JennieAllen.com, JennieAllen.com. You can download the Find Your People book club guide. And all those charts are there where you can write in them and fill them out. All the charts we talk about here and the projects and the activities that we mention. And I'm going to mention a great one today that is in that little guide. And our hope is that this is really helpful tools that change the way you think about relationships and the way you actually do them. But it is so lonely and hard if you're trying to change that alone, and so much better. And all of you that have sent me your pictures of your book clubs and your Bible studies that are doing this together, it brings us so much joy that that's how you're attacking this material. So that is my dream this summer. A lot of you have already planned your book club, have already planned your Bible study. Do it. Gather your people and say, we're going to walk through the podcast. We're going to download the book club guide. We're going to get the book and we're going to read it together. That is how it is best done. All right, today, because I'm about to tell you some things that you're going to do this weekend, and I want you to do them with people. So you need to plan a little outing with one of your friends or a couple of your friends and ask each other these questions. You ready? 3 questions. Number one, why is it difficult to share your last 2%? That vulnerability piece that is so hard to do. And I talked about that this week on Monday. What are the things that are so hard for you to share? And can you share them? And why is it so hard to do that with people you're close to? If you were to ask that to your good friends and they were to ask that to you, that would be such a powerful conversation because all of you have different reasons for not sharing openly and regularly whatever you're struggling with. There's different reasons it's hard. And maybe you've been good at it in the past, but you've been hurt or you don't want to be selfish and take up time, or it's just too much to even share. You feel like, I don't even know where to begin. I had to tell my girlfriends the best way I open up, like it's easiest for me to be most vulnerable if we have more than an hour over lunch. Like I kind of need a one night getaway to really open up because I feel like if I open up a little, I'm going to want to open up a lot. And so I just kind of hold it in and it just takes more time for me to share where I don't feel rushed. And so that was helpful to them. And one of my friends, we went out to she has a little place on the lake and we went out and talked all night and I was my most open self. And they realized, oh, she's better at opening up if we have more time, which we don't get all the time, But at least they know this is probably the better environment for her. Number two, what's one thing you could do this week to move past shallow conversations with each other? Ask each other that question, like, how do we move past shallow conversations? How do we actually lean into what's really going on with each other? One thing I've noticed is our tendency is to give updates on our life rather than how we feel about the same things we're talking about. So we'll say, this is what's going on with me this week. This is what I have to do. This is what's going on with my kids. But a better question is, how does it make you feel what's happening with your kids or your schedule or your work? And I think that gets to the heart of it. And the project I'm going to leave you with today actually will help most of all with this. And then number three, what is the risk in being fully known? What are you risking? What is your risk? Everybody's is slightly different. What feels risky to us about living known? And so share that with somebody. And then two scriptures. Romans 8:1. Y'all ready? I've already talked about it. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Really study that. Memorize it if you have not. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. It's the best thing to say to somebody that's struggling, somebody that's opening up to you, somebody that's sharing a difficult thing with you, so that they know that you don't have any condemnation for them and that God does not have any condemnation for them because of the blood of Jesus. That is how we get to live. That is how we get to share. And then the second scripture, Philippians 2:14-15. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. And that scripture is so perfect when we're talking about vulnerability because it can feel like we're complaining. It can feel like, what's the point in sharing the hard parts of my life? Because what good is it going to do? It just feels like I'm complaining. And God has called us, like, don't grumble and fight, like, just don't complain. And I do think that's the tension that we have to hold when we're sharing our lives. But as I wrote in the book, when you're being transparent and vulnerable, you're seeking connection and healing. When you're complaining, you're seeking relief. You're just seeking to vent. And you don't want anybody to give you thoughts or encouragement. You want to complain. You want to be cynical or frustrated or mad. But transparency and vulnerability is saying, here's what's going on in my life, and it's hard, and I need help carrying this, and I need other people to know I'm going through this. That is a whole different posture than just being bugged by your boss and, you know, letting off steam about it. And so I think our posture just needs to be that of being known. I feel alone in this and I don't want to, and I need somebody to help carry this burden with me. Scripture is also clear that we are to carry one another's burdens, that we are to confess what's going on in our lives, that we are to mourn with each other and laugh with each other and celebrate with each other too. And so to do that, we've got to know what's really happening in each other's lives. So yes, that can be the tendency, is that we just turn to venting and complaining. But a posture of humility is like, hey, here's what's happening, and I don't want to be alone in it, and I want y'all to know what's really happening in my life.
Most of you have probably heard us rave about Pros, the world's most personalized hair care. And for those that haven't, I want to tell you about the incredible results that I've been seeing since I've been using my customized Pros products. I have noticed, since I've been using Pros now for a while, my hair is shinier, smoother, softer, and doesn't get that funny, crispy ends that you get when you use a lot of, like, curling irons on your hair, things like that. I really do believe that it is my Pros hair care that I've been using. I'm genuinely excited every night to wash my hair because Pros, I use their Botanica fragrance, and it's a unique formula made for my hair, and it just revitalizes my hair and gives it new life. We've teamed up with Pros, and they are offering 15% off your first order at pros.com/madeforthis. They have given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz that you take online, which is how I got started. So they ask all these questions like your eating habits, how much heat you put on your hair, if you live in high humidity environments, and then they analyze all of my answers and determined what unique blend of ingredients should be in every product of my custom routine. So together, Pros got all my hair goals covered. The Pros Pre-Shampoo Mask is one that I've recently added to my routine, and it's made a big difference in the shininess and the texture of my hair. And so by analyzing over 85 personal factors, they determine a unique blend of ingredients to treat your exact concerns. And they also have a review and refine feature. So as you use it, as you go along, it lets me tweak my formulas for any reason, like change of address, my hair color, my diet. If you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care you've had, they will take the products back with no questions asked. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/madeforthis. That's PROSE.com/madeforthis for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off.
And then lastly, the challenge. And this one is so fun. I wrote this little Mad Lib. If y'all know what Mad Libs are, it's like fill in the blank, basically, of what's happening. And so this is what I want you to do. I want you, if hopefully those questions help, we also want you to make a plan to see a friend this week. I want you to ask someone to hang out. And when you do, you're going to read the answers to this. You ready? This is the Mad Lib. You're going to fill it out. This week at work or at home, I was busy with blank. And I felt blank. I think I felt that way because blank. I wish that blank would happen. Very few people know that blank is happening in my blank. I need blank, but I'm afraid to ask for it. I'm hesitant to open up because blank. The greatest way you could love me right now is to blank. Guys, I wrote that because I'm horrible at this. I have to move past the update. I have to move past what is happening in my life to what I feel about what is happening in my life. But that place of feeling is where we actually connect. That place of sadness or hopefulness or joy or frustration, those are the points of connection. Our emotions are a gift from God. They're not supposed to master us, but they're supposed to hint at what we're really going through so that we can be in touch with that ourselves and connect with others in our difficulties, our suffering, and our joys, and our happiness. So this week, fill it out. You can go to my website, jennyallen.com. You can download it there in the book club guide. That's where you'll find it. And fill it out and share it with a friend. Don't be afraid to tell your people, hey, we're going to do this together, and we'll provide everything you need. So go to jennyallen.com. JennyAllen.com and download the book club guide and go ahead and get the book and gather your friends.